This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The Austin Resource Center for the Homeless, the ARCH, downtown at 7th and Trinity Streets, is making some big changes effective today. KUT's Andrew Weber is here to tell us all about it. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Nathan.
What is the ARCH going to be doing differently?
So they're transitioning from a traditional emergency shelter to what they call a housing-focused shelter. They reduced the number of beds from 190 to 130. They've been transitioning that over the last month and a half or so. And they're going to transition out of day services like sleeping and storage and stuff like that with the idea of getting more people into housing. And they do that through requiring all of their clients to go through case management.
Some people hearing this might be surprised to learn that the Austin Resource Center for the Homeless is reducing the number of beds, given how many people don't have a place to live in Austin. What's the reasoning behind having fewer beds?
There was a study that came out specifically looking at the ARCH from the National Alliance to End Homelessness that essentially said that there was a lot of turnover in the front steps. The operator of the ARCH wasn't doing a great job of getting folks into housing and wasn't providing enough case management for folks, and that they weren't really necessarily offering it as aggressively as they could have. So this was a 2017 study, and they found that of the roughly 1,500 people who didn't get case management, only two of them were housed. And of the 195 people who did receive case management, half of them transitioned into housing.
So the idea is this is a place where people will be able to go and get off the streets as quickly as possible?
Exactly.
How does the ARCH decide who gets to stay there?
They used to use a lottery system, and now they're being more, I guess, judicious about letting folks in, and they're transitioning into that case management-focused sort of model that'll be a longer turnover time as opposed to before when it was a lottery system. Folks could stay there and then leave the next day and then maybe come back later, whereas this is a dedicated 130 beds with case management.
You've also reported that there are some changes planned for outside the ARCH, the area immediately surrounding the building itself. What's happening with that?
Yes, sir. They're narrowing the sidewalk at 7th and Neches to deter folks from camping outside the ARCH. And a couple of council members have proposed opening up city land to do a similar model as far as what they call low barrier housing. So folks who may have substance abuse issues or be in mental health crisis can get housed and then get case management from there. That would specifically cater to folks outside the ARCH and folks under 35.
The Austin City Council has a meeting in October where it could vote to roll back some of the ordinances that it adopted over the summer that relaxed rules governing where people can sleep and camp and lie in public. Is that still on track to happen in October?
It could. They were set to decide on that on September 20th. Nobody could really reach a consensus, and all of the council members felt kind of uncomfortable making the decision to possibly reinstate some of those prohibitions. There was a possibility of an October 17th vote. That's kind of up in the air because Mayor Adler came out last week and suggested that the city could maybe go forward without a council vote and sort of rely on the city manager and the Austin Police Department to better enforce some of these rules.
What kinds of rules are not being enforced in his view?
I mean, this has been a really contentious issue. It's very visible as far as folks camping and in public. There have been general, you know, public health and safety concerns, and the city's gotten a lot of flack for it. And so the city wants to better enforce those rules that are already on the books that aren't necessarily related to camping or sitting or lying, but that would promote better public health and safety and sort of clean up areas around camps.
KUT's Andrew Weber joining us to talk about some of the changes taking effect at the Austin Resource Center for the Homeless. You can read his story about this at KUT.org. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thank you, Nathan.